to another Universal Orlando podcast. I'm Nick.
And I'm Melody.
And the kids are asleep.
For now.
For who knows how long, because Jack woke up at like 2 in the morning.
I'm surprised you know that.
I heard him crying. It took me like 2 minutes to slap you awake.
Oh.
Because you did not want to wake up.
I guess maybe his crying was in my dream. The end.
Oh. Anyways, any small talk?
You went to Universal.
I did go to Universal.
Small talk?
I went to Universal. I rode a couple rides. Did anything noteworthy happen? It'd be more noteworthy if we were, you know, out of state. I'm an hour away, so it's not that big of a deal.
You
I picked up a new pin.
Yeah. Almost forgot said pin, which was the whole reason you went.
I did. Hmm. Oh, what is noteworthy is I went to Confisco Grill. Confisco? Grill?
Yes.
Just Confisco.
Confisco Grill.
Oh. Went to Confisco Grill under the advice of John Self, renowned food critic for Universal Orlando and many other places in the Florida region.
Just Florida?
I don't know, he does a lot of Busch Gardens and SeaWorld stuff, too. And I'm assuming, oh, and Disney. Food critic in general.
The Rat Palace. Anyway, continue.
That, too. So I was talking to him during Mardi Gras, and I told him I like the
burrito thingy?
The quesabirria.
Quesabirria.
At the, I think, what was it, a Mexican pavilion? Not pavilion, the stand.
The Mexican food booth for Mardi Gras.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, if you like that, you need to go try the Confisco quesabirria.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's 4 times the size and
Nick is guest quoting right now, just to make sure.
Well, okay, so... If you take a large tortilla, you fold it in half, that's how big the quesabirria is.
Okay.
So it's...
Very big compared to the...
So it's 4 big slices, whereas the food stand one is they took a fourth of that half quesadilla.
I thought they used like the mini taco.
Yeah, they took basically the smallest tortilla they could find, folded that in half, and that's what they gave you.
Okay.
Whereas the one at Confisco's, they took the largest tortilla, folded it in half, and gave it to you for $13, I think, or $14.
It was an appetizer, you said, right?
Yes. And he was right. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Well worth the money. Because I got nearly 4 times the food, or 10 times the food, or whatever the math is, for just a couple dollars more.
Yeah.
My only gripe... Actually, no. Did you have to dip
We dipped it into a sauce, yeah.
Okay, because you dipped it in there, too. I didn't know if the Mexican stand one came pre-dipped.
It did not.
Okay.
It was drenched, but we added extra drenching.
Yes. Oh, no, the one at Confisco's, mine did not come drenched.
Oh. It wasn't like it came drenched, it's just...
There was no sauce inside of my quesabirria at Confisco.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is John was right. You always listen to John. Unless he is telling you not to go to the McDonald's that has pasta.
Oh, my word.
He is wrong on that. It is amazing. It is better than Olive Garden.
It's an experience.
It is a good experience.
Okay.
Culinary masterpiece, if I will.
Okay, continue.
Anyways, my other small talk. Our child loves ketchup.
Okay, how
is that?
We
went to the zoo. And I made this comment to you, and I'm going to bring it up on the podcast because I think it's funny.
Comment?
Yes. So, our child loves ketchup, right?
Mm-hmm. As
so
most children do.
We went to the zoo because we needed to renew our zoo pass because, you know, when you have 2 small children, you keep an annual membership to the zoo and the aquarium. That's just what you do. Okay, so we went and renewed our membership, and there's, like, a little, like, food spot in there that we always sit down and go to.
Mm-hmm.
So, you were on the...
Oh, when you were saying child, thing. Did you mean baby?
Jack.
Oh, so you did mean child.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I took Jack on, like, the little safari.
Yeah. Well, right. I ordered our food. So, we got 2 mac and cheeses, and they both come with french fries. And then we split a chicken tender, because I wasn't that hungry, and you weren't that hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Not the start. You finally get back, and Jack's just like, I want pep-up. Pep-up. So I'm like, oh, you want ketchup? So I can grab a handful of ketchup, and now he sees a whole pile of ketchup, and he's like, I want it all.
Oh.
So I have to open up all the ketchups, and it was like 10 ketchup packets. And this dude got like this ginormous mound of ketchup now.
Mm-hmm.
And this child proceeds to take a full-length french fry, scoop out the ketchup to where it's like a big glob, and then just eats
the tip
with the ketchup on it. And then he gets another glob. And
he uses french fries as spoons.
Yes.
And won't actually eat the french fries.
Whereas Rose, she's more eloquent with it, and she just eats the ketchup.
With her hands.
With her hands.
Yep.
She's like, oh, ketchup?
Very eloquent.
I'll just shove that in my mouth. Moral of the story, if you have kids, just get them a bunch of ketchup and they'll be happy. Mm. As long as they're not allergic to it. Because we are finding our child is very allergic to a lot of dipping sauces.
Not very allergic. His skin just gets red.
Red.
Yeah.
He's not irritated, but it's like he's allergic to ranch.
Mm-hmm. Like the generic, everyday ranch that people get.
Just normal ranch.
Because we make our own ranch sometimes and he's fine with that. Well,
we make it differently. We do...
like a thicker
ranch. We either do Greek yogurt. What is it?
Mayo?
No.
Not mayo.
I think it's Greek yogurt. Just plain Greek yogurt. No vanilla, no nothing. Just plain Greek yogurt. I think like a cup of mayo.
And ranch and seasoning? And then like
3 tablespoons of ranch seasoning.
Anyway.
But it tastes really good. Anyways. He's also allergic to barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And probably many other sauces.
He's allergic to Arby's sauce. I remember that.
Oh, yes. And Arby's sauce.
Anyway. Really weird, specific allergy type thing, but...
yes. But you did not click on this podcast to listen to us talk about our child's allergies. You came to listen to part 4 of the deep dive.
Finally!
Even though we said this was coming out before the park opened and now it's opened.
Yay!
Maybe we should have just listened to me when I said we just should just cram in part 3 and 4 into one episode.
Too bad.
Because we were getting behind on news. We're knee-deep in announcement season for Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh, then just wait. By the time this comes out, if everything else is out, then we just cram it all into a bonus episode. Woo!
By the time this episode comes out, all the tickets are going to be gone. Because I looked at the RIP tours and like half the dates are already sold out.
Well, there. Another quick small talk. We talk about your tickets.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. Oh. Tickets are on sale. If you didn't know that by now, what are you doing?
Well, since he's done the summary, that means I can say socials. We're on Instagram and Twitter/X. You can find us at Another Universal Podcast on Instagram and Another UO Pod on Twitter.
Congrats.
Thanks.
You can start us off then.
Alrighty.
Where are we starting?
So in the last episode, we covered Port of Entry, Marvel Superhero Island, Toon Lagoon, and Skull Island Reign of Kong. Because you know, you have a whole land for that.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, and the rest of the islands that you have to listen to Camp figure out Jurassic. What they are.
Discuss.
We still have yet to fully explore it.
I'm scared to take my child through it. He is not the smartest when it comes to...
safety?
Safety.
He's very daredevil-y.
And my one concern is that one bridge over the water.
Mm-hmm. Do they not have a safety net?
There's a safety net, but I think if I remember correctly, we've only gone in it once and it was like months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think he can fit through the gaps if he wants to.
His whole body?
Yes.
Oh.
Or he can climb over it somehow. I remember looking at it.
If I'm right with him, won't it be fine?
Yes.
Because I'm thinking of Busch Gardens and those rope bridges. He was fine with that.
I like the idea that you can kind of just send your kid in there, and there's only one way in, one way out to that land. So theoretically, you could just let him go, and then you can just sit at the entrance.
I guess.
And have a break.
Anyway.
But that is... you're going to do that when he's older.
Much older.
Yes.
Camp Jurassic. It's a cool place, not just for kids, because they have that whole cave system that you can go in and look at stuff.
We need to go through it more.
Yes.
Now that we renewed our passes. Please sponsor us so we don't have to keep paying for our passes.
Or at least as much.
I shed a tear when I looked at the price.
We still have yet to even get Jack his pass, because now he's 3, and we have to pay for him for everything.
Yay.
It's like the free trial of the child is over.
Pretty much.
Now you have the annual payments.
Because I think we decided we're going to wait until he's a little bit taller and he can actually go on more things.
Because he likes rides.
Yes. Well, he does. Indifferent.
He's indifferent. But he talks about it all the time after we go on the ride.
Yeah. He can go on ET, though.
Mm-hmm. He has.
Surprising.
Because there's no glasses. We talked about that.
Still makes no sense.
All the 4D, 3D places are, like, I don't remember, 42 inches or something like that. And I feel like it has to do with the glasses.
I don't know. Who knows? Moving on.
Pteranodon flyers.
I am scared to put our child on this.
He'll be fine. He said still fine enough. He was fine on the merry-go-round. He'll be fine on this.
Because how do they buckle him in?
I don't know. I actually haven't fully looked at the harness.
We need to figure that out.
It's got to be more than just a simple bloop, especially with the height.
I'm hoping.
Their height limit, they got to have a better buckle-in system.
Because think about it. He's far enough in front of you, you can't really grab him.
Mm-hmm. I still want to take him on it. He'll be fine.
Okay, if our child dies, that's on you. The full weight of your conscience.
Moving on.
It's duly noted that I thought it was a bad
Jurassic
idea.
Park River.
I want to take
River?
The child on
did
this.
Did I not finish writing that?
I don't
Why
think
is it
did.
Just Jurassic Park River?
I think
Adventure.
We get it.
Huh?
I think you get it.
Okay.
I want to take Jack on this. Mainly because we went to the zoo. And they now have, like, a dinosaur exhibit, because they always do that around Halloween time.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. They did it last year.
It's not around Halloween. They start it in March.
Okay, whatever. Close enough. And he was starting to get, like, freaked out.
Yeah, that was weird, because we've done it before, and he's seen dinosaurs all the time.
Mm-hmm. But these were, like, life-size and, like, making scary noises.
I guess. He was telling us over and over again, back home. Go
he
back home.
He really wanted to go home.
Yeah, it was weird, because he normally does not want to go back home. But he was also saying go back home for the rest of the zoo trip, so I don't think it was just the dinos.
I don't know, but he looks scared.
Nervous?
Yeah.
Maybe is a better word.
But now I want to take him on Jurassic Park.
While Rose was fine.
Because, like, it starts out nice and calm, and then you get into the scary part.
What's the height limit for that?
I don't know.
Let me look it up.
I'm guessing 42.
I'm guessing 48. Oh, 42.
Aha.
Oh, well.
Anyways, moving on.
I just gotta be careful not to traumatize him into not wanting to ride rides anymore.
That's true. The Discovery Center, where I picked up your new Jurassic Park bag and matching wallet.
Yay.
Would you like to know how much that cost?
No.
$170.
Okay. Both of them? Was that much? Oh.
I know I got like $30 off with my passholder discount.
They are lounge flies.
I don't remember how much it was. It was really expensive, and then I took it, got the discount, and then took it down to like $140-something.
Okay. Still. Expensive.
Very expensive.
Anyway, Discovery Center. It's a mixture of...
So there's like a gift shop on the... How do you explain this? It's two levels.
Mm-hmm.
Technically, both are the quote-unquote first floor.
Yeah, because it depends on how you enter.
So if you're entering from, like, the Kong side...
Mm-hmm. That's the second floor?
That's theoretically the second floor, but if you're entering through
the
Velocicoaster side, that's technically the first floor. And then you go up to the second floor.
Yeah. Anyway, there is also, like, a mini food place. Or there was. You could eat in there. Okay. And then you have a gift shop upstairs and downstairs. And then
there's
I
like
think
a play area in there too.
Yeah, it's kind of a play area. Yeah. I know it's definitely downgraded over time.
With age, yes.
Yeah.
There's also the birthing of a dinosaur. And you get to name it.
Mm.
It'll like you can come back however long and you can get like updates on your dinosaur.
That's kinda cool.
I don't fully understand
how that works.
I wanna name one time. And then go back in like 20 years. If it's still there.
And
see
they
if
say,
my dinosaur is still alive.
Does that mean it died if it just gets out of the system?
I don't know.
Well, that's depressing. Anyway.
That's why I want to figure it out.
Jurassic World Velocicoaster. Best ride?
One of the best rides.
Now that Epic is open?
Now that Epic is open. That's a conversation for a different time.
It's a coaster. You're going through a raptor enclosure. It's really hard to see the raptors unless you're looking for them.
They're not that hard.
I mean, it's not hard, but it's easy to miss because of...
Not really. They're kind of right in your face.
Well, to me, I miss them. It's That's like a sad. Blink and they're gone kind of thing.
Well, yeah, you're going 70 miles exactly. an hour.
Well, that's what I meant. Not like easy to miss. It's just easy to miss if you blink and then they're gone. You can't get a good look at him.
I suppose so.
Very good ride.
Yes.
We have a photo of us riding it.
Where is that photo?
I think it's on the other side of the thing.
I don't think so.
It should be. Oh, I know it's not because the kids would have grabbed it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where it is.
We'll find it eventually.
Anyway,
moving on.
We took a picture the first time we rode it.
And it may or may not be still in our house.
It should be somewhere. Moving on.
Moving on.
Thunder Falls Terrace. I have eaten here.
Have you eaten Question? Here?
I think I have. Were you there? I know there was one time I went here and I think it was either they ran out of the fizzy part for soda or they ran out of the syrup.
I do not remember.
But we got two or three different soda items, and they all sucked.
Oh, I do remember. Wasn't this not our honeymoon?
Not honeymoon, because we went to Disney.
It was shortly after our honeymoon.
Was it our date?
Oh, it might have been a date.
Because we did go to Universal while we were dating.
Why did we eat at Thunderfall Terrace?
Quick. It was on the way, and we're just like, let's eat here, maybe? We also were not as knowledgeable about Universal as we are now.
Yeah. I would have done that day differently, probably.
Hmm.
Because we ate there. I don't even remember what we got.
Well, you got chicken tenders.
No, we got some type of platter, I think.
Oh. But yeah, the sodas were not good.
Yeah,
I think we ended up just getting water so that we could at least drink something. And our server did not care.
Because, like, I think it was, like, a single serve.
And I think it was before the freestyle machines.
No, the freestyle machines have always been there. Not always, but for a long time.
Oh. Well.
They were definitely there when we went.
We didn't use them when we went.
No, we did not.
But yeah, that just gave me a bad experience at that place, and I don't think we ever ate there again.
No, we did not.
So.
I was going to look it up. Hold on. You can continue.
The next is Pizza Predatoria. Have we eaten here?
No.
Because I have memories of sitting in that outside area, but
you
I don't know
probably
why.
Probably been there.
Maybe. Then you got the Burger Digs. I know for sure I have not eaten here. You?
Did we get the chicken and ribs platter?
Maybe.
Rotisserie chicken and our mango barbecue glazed ribs.
That sounds right, and I think it came out smaller than we expected.
Potatoes. I think so.
I don't know. It was just a miserable meal experience. Move on.
Yes, it was.
Burger Digs.
Yeah, it's a burger place.
That we have not been to. That I can remember, at least.
You know what? We need to just write down a list of everything we haven't tried yet. And every time we go, we need to just check something off the list.
But the bad thing is that we avoid some of these places on purpose because they're not on the higher end of food. And so that means every time we go...
Well, how do
our...
you know it's not on higher end?
That's
Yeah,
fine.
It's not going to be like a sit-down restaurant, but...
No, I'm thinking of the crepe place, because that did end up surprising us.
Yes.
Fine.
And then they got rid of the best crepe.
And then replaced it with a similar but not the same.
No, there's something different about it, and I can't remember.
Didn't you say it was like more pineapple-y or something
Wait,
like
I
that?
I think they did add pineapple to it. I don't know.
Eh, the Watering Hole.
It's a bar.
Have you been?
No.
Neither have I.
Congrats.
Great. Jurassic Outfitters.
Have I been to the store?
I'm pretty sure we've been to almost every Jurassic Park store because we were on the hunt for something. A hat for you, I think?
Oh, is this in the Discovery Center?
Ah.
Is it the bottom floor?
No, because that's the Discovery Center. Where is this? This
Oh,
is,
wait, or is it the
Is this the
River
exit
Adventure?
Store? This might be the exit store for River Adventure.
Okay. Yes, we have walked through here. And I think we did buy something in the store once.
Was it my hat?
I think it was our Jurassic Park hats.
The scratch-through ones?
Yeah.
Then you got Jurassic Park games.
Something I would probably never do.
Well, at least this one I think is better than both. I'm blanking. Hold on. They're just, you know, little carnival games.
Yeah, they're carnival games.
But at least this one, from what I can tell from the singular photo, more shade.
Yes.
And I think more people do these games for some reason. But I don't know.
I don't see many people playing these games.
Then never mind.
Ever.
Then we got the very well-named Dino Store.
Hmm. What is in said store?
This one, is a picture and it has like those little, the giant dino head things that you can wear.
Oh. I'm going to go off. Do we go into Lost Continent in this one or have we already passed Lost Continent?
We will get there.
We'll get there. Moving on. I want to get to Lost Continent.
Then help.
I have something to talk about.
Okay.
Burger Dig, dinosaur.
Now you got an ATM.
Converse about the ATM.
You get money at an ATM.
Is it like video games where I can like hit it with a baseball bat and money comes spewing out?
No. I think if you just have something like the carnival games, there's an ATM nearby.
More than likely.
Then you got the lockers. Jurassic Park River Adventure lockers because it's a water ride. Services.
Moving on. Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Don't you dare rush through this. You can just skip ahead to the Lost Continent so that we don't rush through Harry Potter.
It does
not deserve that.
We're moving on to Lost Continent then.
Okay.
The Mystic Fountain.
I have never talked to him, but I have hovered. No. But I have hovered around and watched other people talk to him.
I don't think I've ever talked to him either, which is sad.
I know when I was younger, I wanted to talk to him, but every time I went, he was snoring.
Well, now you
but
can
now
talk
now that I'm
to...
older, I don't want to talk to him, but he's always active.
Well, now you can talk to the paintings inside Epic Universe. There's one section in the Wizarding World area where there's some paintings, and you can actually talk to the paintings.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's cool because they know your name when you come up because of your wand.
Oh.
So I guess it's like a proximity thing. So
that would scare the crap out of me if I'm walking by and they're like, Melanie, come here. I'm like, freaking go away.
Because they can like see your house and your wand type and your name and all that stuff. Or so
that would still scare me. Is that why you wanted to talk about the Lost Continent?
No.
Then here's a place that we have not been to and I didn't even know existed until I made this list. Doc Segru's Desert Kebab House.
This is one place I do want to try.
I think I mixed up this kebab place with the next one, Fire Eater's Grill. Because I know I remember we talked about wanting to get kebabs at the Lost Continent.
This is when Connor was with us. Me and Connor went in line somewhere and I think you were with Jack maybe? And we were trying to figure out lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't want to walk all the way over to Seuss Landing to do...
The circus place? Circus McGurkus?
No.
Hop on Pop?
No. Green Eggs and Ham.
Oh.
So we wanted something a little closer. I'm like, we should do this. And then I think we decided not to for some reason. And then we went somewhere else. I don't know.
We keep wanting to and we have not. That's all I know.
Yes.
But I think for some reason I get these two mixed up because... The whole name of the Doc Segru's Desert Kebab House, that does not ring any bells when I read it.
No, it does not.
The Fire Eater's Grill, on the other hand, I see that sign all the time.
Yes. We do need to go eat there. I would like to have a
kebab. As well as this next place.
Mythos. I have been there.
I have not.
I have been there with my parents a long time ago.
I want to go there before they shut it down eventually because...
They're not going to shut it down.
They're going to retheme it, probably.
They'll retheme it.
Which means I still want to at least go before they retheme it. Just to say that I have. Don't make that face. Our listeners can't see your face.
Okay. Then next time we go, speak up. It's not my fault we don't eat there.
Next.
All Hallows Eve Boutique. It's a year-round Halloween store.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh.
What did you think it was?
Some little... cart, but I guess it is not.
No.
Oh, then I have not been in here?
No, you haven't.
Okay.
I've been in there. It's pretty cool. They get new, like, stuff when Halloween comes around.
Next, you got Star Souls, psychic reading.
This is so weird for this area.
Well, I mean, it is very, it is thematic.
Yeah.
But to me, it's a waste of money.
Agreed.
The whole palm reading and stuff, I don't buy into it. I know some people do. I don't. So I see it, I'm just like, meh.
I always see them just sitting there, bored.
Yeah.
Because nobody's going up to do it. Because
it's a weird thing at a theme park.
Who goes to a theme park and goes, oh, let me go do a psychic reading?
I don't know. People who want to experience literally everything.
I guess.
I don't care enough.
Because they also have, like, henna tattoos there, too.
To me, that makes more sense.
That's more sense.
Because yeah. I've done stuff like that. Maybe not the henna tattoo, but I have gotten, like, my face painted. Or,
like, there's, like, a hair braiding section.
That I know I've done as a kid. Because I remember having to get it cut out of my hair multiple times.
But my thing is, I find that stuff cheesy now.
Well, now that you're an adult, yeah. When you're a kid, that's...
Well, okay, when you're looking at... Yeah, I expect that at, like, a Six Flags and those types of theme parks.
Mm-hmm.
But at, like, Universal...
It's weird.
It's a little...
Gimmicky?
Gimmicky, out of place, ratty.
Oh.
Same thing with the arcades. Like, why do we need arcades? Yeah, it eats 10 people up, maybe.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not attracting crowds anymore. How much revenue can those things actually be making in the park? I guarantee you they're spending more on the electricity than they get from the revenue of those games.
I was just going to say maybe it costs more than they want to replace it right now, so.
Because they already got rid of one of them in the Men in Black exit. There used to be an arcade there, and now it's gone.
Oh. I don't know why I do not recall that at all.
Because first, it was a photo section where you go up to a person, get your photo after the ride, and, you know, that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stopped that because they just put in the My Universal photo kiosk.
Mm-hmm.
And then they shoved some arcade games into that little, like, photo booth area where the person used to work. And then that closed down, and now it's just a wall.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, next is another thing we have not, or at least I don't even recognize. Historic families. Heraldry.
I have no idea what this is.
I don't either.
You're the one who put it on the list.
I know I put it on the list. That doesn't mean I know what it is. It just looks like a store.
Let me see. Yeah, I have no idea what that is.
Welp. Then you got Treasures of Poseidon, another store.
Now, this is what I'm confused about. I'm pretty sure this is it.
Hmm.
Do that or the next one. Why are there jewelry shops?
It's the next one. This does not look familiar to me. It's like a whole dome.
Yeah.
Is that the jewelry place?
It's either that or it's attached to the jewelry place.
Because I think they're thinking of the next one, which I think is called Forever Pearls.
Either way, okay, so there's a jewelry spot in Lost Continent, and it makes no sense. Okay, it makes a little sense in Lost Continent.
It doesn't make sense in Universal.
But, like, in studios in San Francisco, there's literally just, like, a roadside kiosk and just, like, 3 or 4 display cases of jewelry. Why?
I don't know. Who buys jewelry?
Who goes...
Like, nice jewelry.
Who goes to Universal and, I'm gonna go get a diamond necklace in San Francisco. Right outside of the Fast and Furious ride.
Like, the little cutesy theme necklaces, like the cheaper ones, that makes sense.
But no, this is, like, expensive jewelry, or so I think.
Nicer jewelry.
I just see it and I just walk right past. Every time I walk past it, I'm like, why are you here?
I only know about this place because we were trying to zoom to Hagrid's or something, and we thought we were taking a shortcut just to find out it was a dead end, and we had to zoom through the store. I know because it was in one of our audio episodes.
Oh. One of our earlier ones.
Yeah. But, yeah,
that was our first one, actually.
Mm-hmm. Probably. But, yeah, we went through a mixture or whatever, this Forever Pearl. Which is weird. It's called Forever Pearls, but the picture says the Pearl Factory. Pearls on the Oster.
It makes no sense. I feel like they would save more money by just closing them down.
But then you have nothing.
Lost Continent is nothing. It's a restaurant and gift shops.
Well, we still got a couple more things to talk about.
Surprising.
Wait, so that was what you wanted to talk about? Was yes. The jewelry store? Really?
Because I don't understand it.
Okay.
Because when I went on Sunday, I walked past it and I just asked myself, why? Why? Why is this here? Why do you exist?
Next, you got Lost Continent Service Animal Relief Station.
It's where your dogs go poopy.
Then a weather shelter at the Lost Continent Theater.
For which when makes the sense. Sky is doing a poopy.
And then first aid, sponsored by Walgreens at Lost Continent.
For when you do a poopy in your pants.
Okay. You can stop now. Now we gotta scroll back up. Now we gotta cover Hogsmeade.
For when you want to do a poopy in the street.
Okay, stop it. Although I should probably call it by its full name. The Wizarding World of Harry Potter, Hogsmeade.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journey.
Good ride. Although it is a good ride.
Now that we have Monsters Unchained, is it really that good?
Yes, it's still a good ride.
I don't think so.
It's not a fantastic ride. Now I'm thinking of Fantastic Beasts and how that plays into words, but moving on.
I don't know. That's another discussion for another day.
It's still a good ride. They may need to update the screens.
I think they need to just update the whole ride now.
And the Dementor section, they need to fix that up too.
Give them their hands back.
Dragon section's good.
Whoa. One section.
I screamed at the dragon when I was a teenager and lost my voice.
Okay.
Then again, I think I was also hyping it up, but still, lost my voice and regretted it. Next ride?
Flight of the Hippogriff.
I've ridden this.
I have not ridden this.
Really?
Really.
Then you need to ride it with Jack.
We'll see.
I think it's the biggest kiddie coaster, I think. Like, I think it's bigger than Troller Coaster. Like, the amount of track, at least.
Interesting.
I'm guessing. I don't actually know. Maybe it just seems bigger because it has all that wooded area, so it looks more filled up.
Quite possibly.
But I know my youngest sister rode on that at least 10 times in one day once.
Oh, that's fun.
But that was when Dueling Dragons was still there. Wait, no. Was it?
Somebody rode Hulk 46 times today.
Ooh. Ow. Headache.
Yes.
Why? Just to...
I think he was trying to beat the world record.
Oh. Not worth it. Sorry. Anyway.
Why not do that on Velocicoaster? More smooth.
Anyway, Flight of the Hippogriff. You need to ride it. I think it's a cute ride. I like the whole you get to ride a hippogriff.
Yes. I will try it. Eventually.
Okay. Next, you got Hagrid's Magical Creatures Motorbike Adventure.
Now, I did do it with Express on Sunday.
For the first time.
For the first time. Because it has Express now. Posted was 105. I got on in 50 minutes.
Posted was 105?
Uh-huh.
So you didn't save that much time.
The wait time was nearly 2 hours. So about 15 minutes less. So an hour and 45 minutes.
105.
Uh-huh. Do math.
Yep. Shut up. I don't know why my brain went 60 to 100. It's fine.
Good job.
Shush.
So it cut the wait time down at least half.
Yes. Shut up.
Which was very nice. Still long, but more manageable than, you know, all day sitting at 90 minutes.
Did the park feel emptier when you went? Or was it...
No.
Okay.
It was the same.
If hearing all the people who are, oh, I'm going to wait to go. It's like, so is everyone else. Everyone else is also waiting. It's going to be major crowds for a different. While.
I would wait. Everything at Epic has been like 100 minutes or more, basically.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, but when I say people who are waiting are like waiting till 2027, 2028.
Yes.
Like my family.
They should have listened to us and went during previews.
They didn't. We didn't tell them.
Well, we should have.
And how would they have done previews? They're not pass holders.
When it opened up to the general public?
Oh, okay. Well, we also didn't tell them, so that's not on us.
Oh, well. Moving on.
Hogwarts Express. Hogsmeade Station. The more boring side of the train.
Yes. It's not that well-themed.
Well, there's not much to it even in the movie.
That's true.
So, it's not like it has much to go on to begin with. But I like the show back because you got the Weasley is doing their thing on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you unplug?
Welcome back to another Universal Orlando podcast where wires are flying off my desk.
Can you freaking not have to do this time garbage? We could have a smooth transition and no one would be wiser that we are recording on a new day.
Well, it's too late. I already started.
I'm aware.
Everybody knows once you start recording, you cannot edit at all. So I moved my mic up because we use these Rode...
Mic stands?
Mics. They're like...
What are they called? Mic arms?
They're mic arms. Our microphones screw into them, and then the arm, like, swivels, it rotates.
Yeah, continue.
You have a bunch of range of motion, so I was bringing my mic up to get it into my perfect recording position where you can hear my beautiful voice.
Your boat truckle went on a ride.
My boat truckle went on a ride. He is now watching over the computer that is recording this. I just moved the keyboard for our desktop, and Melody is all mad at me because she's gonna have to try and figure out how to edit that sound out.
It's barely gonna make any sound. Can you just move on, please?
But anyways, as
you
I
move the mic
up, a cord just went flying and I have no idea where it went because we also have a box of cords right next to our desk.
It probably was just hanging off of my cord and it just slid off.
Probably. Who knows?
We're just hoping it wasn't important.
Anyways, new day. We stopped recording last time because one of the children woke up, I think. I don't know. This keyboard is annoying me because it keeps slowly coming out.
Yeah, why does it keep doing that?
I don't know.
Well, it's supposed to stop at a certain point.
This room is haunted, so now Melody's all mad because she's going to get spooked.
Anyway.
Did I tell you that ghost story? I have a new ghost story about this room.
I don't want to hear it right now.
I kind of want to tell you. All in favor of hearing a ghost story?
Yes, because people totally don't want to know what the freaking next Harry Potter thing is. Hurry up.
Okay. So I was sitting here playing on our desktop because it's Melody's school computer, but doubles as my gaming PC.
Our gaming PC.
You barely game on it. So I was sitting here. It was like 10:30 at night. I was playing Schedule 1, and I was the only person in the room. And I'm just, you know, playing along, got my headphones on, and then I feel my chair, and it feels like somebody just kind of rotated me to the side. And when that happened, I, like, noped out of this room so fast. I just, like, shut off the computer and just ran to bed.
Well, that's not... Wait, why was I not in... You said 10:30? That early?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was either 10:30 or 11. It was late at night.
Oh, then Rose probably woke up.
Probably.
Because I tend to not go to bed first.
But no, it's just like, sometimes this chair will rotate to the side, and it's like, oh, okay. I know what that feels like, but it felt like a forceful, like, woo.
Oh, that's not fun.
And I'm like, that's a little spooky.
Well, nothing like that has happened to me. Instead, I put myself in a blanket fort, and the cat decided to jump on me.
Because that's going to stop the ghosts.
Maybe that's why he jumped on me. He saw a ghost and what attacked it.
No, it was funny because she was doing her schoolwork and she had, like, the blanket, like, draped over her head.
And the chair, because it was easier.
So the cat's just, like, staring up at her head and he kind of sees, like, a little platform. He's like, can I jump on that platform? And he could not.
No, instead he scared the crap out of
me.
He,
like, bounced off your head.
And Nick has a video of it.
I'll try and find it. It was very funny. Anyways.
Hey, Harry Potter, we finished the rides.
We did finish the rides.
And now we're moving on to the shows.
Hogwarts Always.
I have still not seen this.
I haven't seen it either. I'm not a big fan of these shows.
Well, I want to see the castle light up. That'd be cool.
I guess. I'm not a big show person. In parades. I'm not a big parade person. Like, I saw the Mega Movie Parade once, and I'm like, okay, that was cool.
I'm not a big parade person either, unless I know someone who's in the parade. Like, that's how I grew up.
No,
I went to parades and I would always cheer on someone who I knew.
If I am in the park, I will always stop for a Sensational.
Yes.
That I will always stop for. That is an amazing show. Other than that, I don't care. Hogwarts are always cool. I couldn't be bothered.
I mean, you also like to watch the horror makeup show, though. But that's that's
different.
But even that show, you're like, eh, am I in the mood too?
No, I'm always in the mood for horror makeup.
Okay.
Every time I go by myself, I always look at the time. So I'm like, is it perfect timing where I can just walk right in and watch it? If not, I'll walk by it. But it's a must do if I'm there for the whole day.
Okay.
But if I'm there just to get like a pin or a magnet, then I'll pass it up if I'm not actively walking by as they're letting people sit down.
Fine.
But Hogwarts always is a different thing. You kind of just stand out there. It's like a light show with some fireworks.
Anyway, next.
Moving on.
Triwizard Spirit Rally.
I have not seen this.
I feel like I saw it in passing.
Oh, I think I have seen it in passing.
So I have no idea what the show is about.
Neither do I.
Oh, well.
We're great Universal podcasters, can you tell?
Well.
We watch everything.
It's hard to do any shows in Harry Potter.
That's true.
Because it's always crowded. Yes. And I don't know. We also just haven't been to islands in a while.
No, we haven't. Well, speak for yourself. I went last time. I did Hagrid's.
Oh, yeah, you did.
With Express.
But still, every time if you do go to islands, you're still zooming to either Velocicoaster or Hagrid's.
That's true.
And then you're leaving. Moving on. Frog Choir. This one I do like.
I've seen it in passing. I know I've seen it in passing.
Because you hear them?
Yes.
It's fun to listen to.
It also when you walk by always it. Catches my attention because I'm like, is that person holding a ginormous frog? Yes. Yes, they are.
Then, technically a show, and we're going to come back to it later, which is fine. I wrote this forever ago. Ollivander's Experience.
That's
in
not
Hogsmeade.
Really a show.
It's an experience.
It's an experience.
Did I say it was a show?
Yes.
Oh.
It's cool. I think we did it once, didn't we?
Yes. That was when we got my old wand.
Yes.
Not from the show.
No.
We got it afterward. I remember it was a little girl with a ponytail.
That's fun.
Because there was, I don't know why, there was barely anyone in line that day. It was like us and another family.
Wasn't it during COVID?
Probably. Maybe that's why there are so few people there.
And I think we also did it like right first thing in the morning.
Maybe.
Because we're like, oh, we need to go get you a wand. Let's go do that because you might get picked. And you can just get your wand that chose you.
And I did not.
No, you did not.
Instead, I got the wand that was associated with my birthday month. Anyway, that's it for shows and experiences.
On to food.
Food. Hog's Head.
I'm going to say now I haven't eaten in any of the restaurants.
Well,
why? Because
two.
I don't like fish. Actually, no, I have eaten there. Not in this
technically,
one.
Technically, we've eaten Harry Potter food. But
we've
not
eaten
in
studios.
Yes. That was the, I can't remember what the place is called now. Because my mind keeps trying to say Three Broomsticks, but that's the next thing on our list. So I know that's not right.
The other sit-down place in Harry Potter. The Wizarding World.
I have to look it up now, otherwise I'm going to feel bad.
As you should.
Well, you don't remember it either, so you leave me alone.
Okay.
Leaky Cauldron.
There you go. Yes, we ate there. I don't remember what we ate.
You said you got the bangers and mash.
Yes.
And I got like a fish or something.
I think you got like fish and chips or something like that.
Nah, I would have gotten something more adventurous.
Okay. Sure.
I like to try new things. Anyway, we've eaten the, it's not on the list, but the little butter beer cart.
I don't really count those as food spots.
Yeah, but what about the ice cream? The butterbeer ice cream.
Oh,
pop
that sucks.
Thing.
Don't get those.
No.
I highly do not recommend those.
We didn't like them very much.
Too salty.
They made a squirrel attack my foot. I'm good.
Yes,
thank
it did.
You.
So if you want a squirrel attacking your feet, get the butterbeer ice cream.
And then sit
cone,
in the.
Not cone. Butterbeer ice Park cream prepared, from yeah. Florian Fortescue's? Get that. That's good.
Yes.
Don't get the ice cream.
Get ice cream. Don't get the popsicle.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyway. So we just kind of brushed through Hog's Head and Three Broomsticks. Those are the places to eat. We will eventually try them, since apparently now we're making a list of all the places we haven't been to.
If it's empty, you can get a butterbeer inside those places too.
Like walk in to get one?
Pretty much. I mean, you still have to sit down and order it on the app, but...
Oh, then you can have a sit-down place in the... Okay.
Pretty much.
When are they empty? In the morning?
Maybe. I know they do have breakfast.
Oh. Anyway... going back to Ollivander's wand shop in Hogsmeade.
Fun.
I got one of my wands, because now I have two. You have three now.
We just found my other one.
Just right there.
I'm not a wand collector, so I could care less about that one. I got my new one. That one's dead to me.
That's your Voldemort wand.
Whoa.
And then you have a Death Eater wand.
I do?
Yeah, the skull one. The black one. That's the one in the car.
Yeah, that's my new one.
No. You're thinking of the black with the silver crisscross.
Yeah.
No, you have like a dark wand with like the skull, the Death Eater skull symbol on it.
Really?
Yes.
I do not remember getting that.
Because you couldn't find the one that is now in the wire box. You have three wands.
I might just gift that one to somebody. Be like, here you go. It's not Gen 2, but...
No.
It'll work.
How would we gift it to someone?
I don't know. Connor doesn't have one.
Oh. Okay, then.
I don't want that one.
Moving on.
I'm not a wand collector. I already said that.
Yeah, yet you have three.
So?
Owl post and owlry.
You can actually get your letter stamped here.
Mm-hmm. And, like, can't you send out postcards and stuff?
Yes. I think Kobe and Holly did that for us. They sent us a letter from there.
Oh, that's cool. I probably knew that and forgot, and now I'm remembering. Sure, I'm just going to keep it at that. And then owls.
Owls. Woo. They do go woo.
Okay, that was more of a woo, not a who. Okay. But whatever. Dervish and Bangs.
This haircut place?
Sounds like a haircut place.
Yes, it does.
No, I think it's just a store.
Wow. A store?
No, shut up. I'm trying to think of where this is. Is this the one that's right by the cart? That store? By the butterbeer cart?
Yeah.
Do I need to look at the map?
Yes.
As we have to do almost every time we do this. No, it is...
See, my thing is... We don't know where a lot of this stuff is because we're still young, so we prioritize rides.
Is this kind of like the exit store for Hagrid's, kind of?
Let me see it.
Because it's by the area where people sit.
Oh, yeah. I think you walk by that on your way out of Hagrid's.
Yeah, that's why it's not really the exit store, yeah. But it's...
But yeah, the reason why we don't know a lot of this stuff is because we're young. We prioritize rides. Whereas old people, they kind of just take their time and look at everything. They're like, ooh.
I don't think that has to do with our age. That's just us. We speed through everything.
We're ride focused.
Yes.
That's why I don't like
Disney. And food.
That too. I do like food.
Speaking of food, Honey Dukes.
Yes.
Which I've walked through.
Let me see it. I actually did get something in there once.
My sister got something in there before.
I remember going there with my parents. I think my mom got me like a chocolate frog or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's chocolate something. I think my mom got a chocolate wand, too. Lots of chocolate.
My sister got that purple pom-pom-looking animal,
mm-hmm.
which whose name I cannot remember now, but...
Hufflepuff?
Not a Hufflepuff, that's... No. Anyway, she got one of those, and I remember it, because shortly after she got it, she decided to give it a haircut.
Oh.
So...
Is this the sister that I'm thinking about?
Probably not.
Which one?
Yes.
Amy?
Oh, never mind. I guess it is.
Wow.
The one who's getting married. Ha ha. Calling you out, Amy. Anyway.
That's embarrassing.
I mean, she loved it even after she gave it a haircut, so whatever.
Does she still have it?
I doubt it.
We should buy her a new one. And give it a haircut.
Oh, I was going to say and give it to her and say, don't give it a haircut this time.
Get two. Give one a haircut. Give the other one a makeover.
A makeover.
Yes. Okay. Lipstick and all.
Ew. I don't even have lipstick.
You don't have lipstick?
No.
Weirdo.
Filch's Emporium of Confiscated Goods. I feel like I've probably been through this because we've been through a lot of stores.
The child is wiggling. He is coming out of his pillow fort. That's another thing. Wait a second. So, while you're looking that up, our child is the weirdest sleeper. So, as most parents do, we have a baby monitor in his room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pointing at his bed. And this child decides to bury himself in his pillows and blankets.
Sorry, I was trying to find this place on the map. Yes, I don't know why he put the pillow on his head, but he did.
So I'm expecting him to cry for you to come in there and get the pillow off of his head.
He gets very upset when he gets untucked from his blanket.
Yes.
So I feel like this would be similar.
We should just get him a sleeping bag. He will never get untucked again.
No, but he would probably freak out because he's stuck.
That too.
Anyway, Filch's Emporium of Confiscated Goods is the exit store for Forbidden Journey, which is probably why we don't know the name of the place. Because if you're always exiting a building, you don't look back to see the name of the store.
How much money do they even generate from gift shops?
Harry Potter?
No, from just any ride that has a gift shop right after you exit.
I don't know. I'm sure some of them, especially Harry Potter.
Because, like, every time I ride a ride, everybody just powers through that gift shop.
Yeah. But then you probably have people who go back into a store. Probably they don't catch the attention of people who are getting off rides, but there's still a store.
I can't wait for the day when we finally end that stupid trend where you have to exit through the gift shop.
Some rides do that, though, don't they? Like Hagrid's?
You walk past the gift shops.
Yeah, do that, where you have an option to go into a store. Because all it does is that it forces people to walk through a building, and if people are actually trying to shop in there, you have all the people exiting a ride in your way.
Theft might also go up, because all those people exiting the ride, probably pretty easy to, like, palm something, and so the cashier can't see it. Now, Universal is probably good with it, because they have, like, top-end security.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be getting a tap on the shoulder from a security guard.
And then you're like, banned from Universal.
But I'm thinking like smaller places, like a Six Flags. Or like something that doesn't have as good of security.
Mm-hmm. You should probably not be giving people ideas.
Don't worry, I'm going to give people ideas on one of the next episodes.
Lovely. No, but I also just thought of how gift shops and exits of rides also help when there's weather. You get off a ride, you huddle in a store. Fine. And then people are buying stuff because they're bored.
Fine. Moving on.
Definitely a good thing in Florida. People buy stuff while they're waiting.
Because we've been having thunderstorms almost every night.
Mm-hmm.
We had a really bad one a couple nights ago.
It actually shook the house.
It shook the house, the power flickered. And I'm not like, fun. Great.
Both kids slept through it, though.
Surprisingly.
Anyway, Harry Potter and the Forbidden Journal. Journal? Forbidden Journey lockers.
I wonder what they write in the journal.
Shut up.
You know, we can just skip all the stupid ride lockers. I don't know why you added those.
Because I added everything. It's called a deep dive for a reason. You got an ATM, you got the lockers for Hagrid's, and then you just have Hogsmeade lockers, and then you got guest services, Hogsmeade Station.
Congrats.
Well, that one's actually kind of important.
Yes.
If you want a park-to-park ticket, that's where you go. Now we skip Lost Continent, because we already did that.
Yep.
Now we do the last land. Seuss Landing.
Woo.
Island? Last island?
Yes.
I guess we just call them all lands. So does that mean we're also going to be calling the portals at Epic Lands eventually, too?
No, there's actually an official name.
Portals? Worlds?
I think it's Worlds.
My brain still wants to call them lands for...
Yeah, it's Worlds.
For continuity.
Well, too bad. It's Worlds.
Me. First ride. The High in the Sky Seuss Trolley Train Ride.
Good ride.
It is a good ride. Because you can ride it multiple times and get a slightly different experience.
There's two different tracks, and I am told there is...
Two different audios
per track.
Mm-hmm. Which I believe.
Yes.
Because I've heard different audios on the same track.
Yes.
Have you finally figured out how the track works with the whole figure eight?
Nope. I go on that and I get so confused.
It's not that hard.
It's actually really hard.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's magic.
All you have to do is just go whoop and then they go switch.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
They can't do that.
Okay. If I Ran the Zoo. Something we will be doing with our kids again soon.
Last time I went to Universal with Connor, he really wanted to go into that play area.
Didn't you actually go through it?
No.
Oh, because I feel like you told me that you did.
Nope.
Or you told me about this.
He really wanted to go through it. I told him not to, because it's weird.
Without kids?
Without kids.
Well, I mean, if you're not being overly obnoxious, you're fine.
But who knows?
It's like a kid area.
Because, like, it's an obvious kid area, whereas, like, Camp Jurassic, it's not that obvious that it's a kid area.
Camp Jurassic is more of an older kid area.
Yes.
Anyway, Kara Seussel. Have ridden this? Have you ridden it?
No.
Oh.
And I have no intention.
Well, you're going to. We have two kids, and I'm not taking care of both of them.
I'll be on Hagrid's.
Mm-hmm.
Or Velocicoaster.
I'm trying to think of how Rose will do on a ride.
She's been on a ride.
Yeah, she's been on one merry-go-round.
No, at Legoland. She did that ride, the Ninjago one.
Oh, yeah. That doesn't really count.
It kind of does. It's a Spider-Man-like vehicle-ish, in the sense that it's, you know, the same shape.
Okay, I want them to, like, thrill rides.
It's possible.
She liked the merry-go-round. She was very concerned at the beginning, though. She was like, why am I being forced to sit here?
You mean carousel?
What'd I say?
Merry-go-round?
Why do I always... Wait, no. A merry-go-round is the same as a carousel.
No, it is not. A merry-go-round is a playground circular disc with some handlebars on it.
Oh, well, they both go in circles.
And then you find the oldest kid and a couple of his friends to spin you as fast as they can.
Well, at least I didn't confuse it with a Ferris wheel.
And then you hold on for dear life.
Next.
And then you get a headache.
Shut up.
And then you puke.
The Cat in the Hat. Is there a height limit for the Cat in the Hat?
Rose has been on it, I think.
No, she has not.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Because there is a minimum height of 36 inches. So there is no way she rode it, because she's not that tall.
How tall is she?
Not 3 feet.
She's pretty close.
Jack is just barely over 3 feet.
She's getting close to him.
She has, like, at least 6 inches.
No, I think she's, like, 4 feet.
Okay.
She might go on Velocicoaster now.
Also, apparently it's closed today, but I don't know if that's
because... That's because the park is closed.
Well, none of the other rides say closed today. Never mind, they do. I'm dumb.
Yes.
Shut up.
I keep seeing that on Facebook. People, like, at, like, 7 in the morning will go on, you know, the app and be like, why are all the rides at Epic saying closed today? Is the park not open today?
No, it's just not open yet.
And then everybody has to say, no, it's just because the park's not open.
Anyway, the Cat in the Hat. Good ride. Slightly scary.
Slightly? I have nightmares.
Yeah, I know you get spooked by the things. That one I still... You have to look at them to see them. While there's
Why
that whole...
Why don't they give them eyeballs? Just give them some pupils. Maybe
I'm
some blue in their eyes.
I'm more worried about the whole fake piano crash that will scare our kids.
No. Jack didn't get scared.
Hmm. But there are like the... They have like a whole section where the music gets slightly creepy. Where it's like... I'm like, okay, you don't need to go that hard in the creep factor.
No,
this is a kid's ride. Anyway. One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
I have yet to do this. Why? Because it's a water ride.
You have done this.
No, I have not.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
Really?
Never.
I thought you went in like one fish while we went in the other.
Nope.
You really haven't ridden this?
Never.
Oh. I am now checking my photos. Because I feel like this is not true.
It's true because I remember we did the one in Simpsons.
Yes, I know that.
That's the one you're thinking about.
But I'm pretty sure I got a picture of you in a fish.
I've never been in a fish. You're really going to waste your time trying to prove a point that doesn't exist?
Yes, because I know you are wrong. And it will give me great pleasure to prove it.
Because
I feel like it was on our SeaWorld trip.
Would you like to make a bet? If you cannot find it, I get to take away your sushi date.
I'm not making that bet.
You don't believe in yourself?
I don't want to risk it.
Nah, you just don't believe in yourself. You find it yet?
No.
Told you. Because it doesn't exist.
Fine, I don't have the stupid picture. You happy?
Because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, I see the picture with you and King and Kodos.
Can I go on a rant for a second?
Sure.
Why is it so hard to find a stupid Switch 2?
Oh, yeah. I accidentally got him addicted into finding a Switch 2 because I made a slight... Not a joking comment because I do actually want a Switch 2. But I was like, oh, I want a Switch 2. And you're like, why? And I was like... Mario Kart World, because that's the game I want, but that's like the only reason why I want Switch 2, which is why it was a slight joke. I don't want to waste that much money for one game.
And now I'm dedicated on finding one.
But now he's dedicated to trying to find a Switch 2, which is ironic, because I'm the one who wanted it first, and now I stop caring.
Because it's the whole PS5 debacle over again.
I know.
Okay, I remember when it first came out. It was Thanksgiving. I ruined my Thanksgiving.
You did.
Because I wanted to go camp out at the GameStop.
Because you were lied to.
Camped out for 8 hours. And then manager came out and was like, okay, you're guaranteed, you're guaranteed, you're guaranteed. Went back 5 people in line and said...
I thought it was like 3. It was...
Oh, yeah. It was only like 3 or 4 people. He's like, all right, you're guaranteed, and you're guaranteed. Everybody from here back, you ain't getting one.
Yeah.
And I was like 4th or 5th in line.
Mm-hmm.
And I was livid.
Well, you also heard like a tip that there was going to be at least 10.
Yeah, someone told me there was going to be at least 10 at that store. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to camp out. I'm fifth or sixth in line, fourth or fifth or whatever, I'm going to get one.
We happened to get lucky for the PlayStation. We got one of those online, quick, press the button, add it to your cart, rush things.
I got it through Walmart. Oh, that was such a nightmare. I stayed up all night. There were, like, YouTubers dedicated to, like, all right, this is when it's going to drop.
It didn't happen at night, though, because I was there.
No, there was, like, one stream. It was, like, midnight, and they're like, all right, restock's about to happen. And they had, like, a countdown. And when the countdown hit zero, I saw Walmart, I could add it to my cart, and then literally, like, 2 seconds later, gone. And then the next morning, same YouTubers are up, all right, here's another restock. Walmart wised up, and they're like, okay, we're going to do it in waves. So for 5 minutes, they had a couple hundred, and then site went down. 5 minutes later, more stock opened up, site went down. 5 minutes later, site went back up
and we down, got up it and down. In what, the last wave?
No, we got it early wave. On.
No, we didn't.
I thought we did.
No, we didn't.
Okay, then I guess
we got it. It was either the last or the second to last. Because we were like...
Yeah. And added it to my cart, quickly checked out because I saved all my payment details.
And we're as paranoid until it actually got to the door because we weren't sure if our purchase was actually legit or not. Not like legit, but didn't know if...
Because orders were getting canceled. But what I'm livid about is they're not doing that for the Switch.
No.
Okay. Everybody and their mother is saying out of stock, but I'm seeing posts on Facebook where people are saying, oh, you just have to go ask, and they have some in the back.
And not to mention the Switch is nowhere near as popular as the PlayStation 5, so why is it such a pain out? In the butt to find? Anyway, rant over. Can we continue now? This is as long as part one, and it's annoying me. Sue's character zone.
Yes.
Very cute characters. The Cat in the Hat, the things.
Lots of Sue's characters.
Not the fun Grinch.
Cartoon Grinch.
Cartoon Grinch. Lorax.
I do recommend going to go meet the actual Grinch.
Which you hope to do someday.
I think the best way to do it is doing the Grinch breakfast.
Mm.
Which we have yet to do. Yeah. I really want to do it this year. We'll see.
Anyway. Then you got the stories you'll hear, which you get to watch those characters do a little show.
Me and Rose watched that.
And I have watched it with Jack.
We were waiting for you to get off of a...
The trolley ride.
The trolley ride, because you got stuck.
Yeah.
And,
Well, not stuck. We were waiting for it to start.
This was during Christmas, so the Whos were out.
Mm-hmm.
Whos kept coming up to me. Very fun.
Yes. We talked about it.
Saw the Grinch. He came out and interacted with the crowd for a minute or two.
Okay, so cute show. I always feel bad for the people in the... costumes, but
very hot.
You got Moose Juice, Goose Juice. We have gotten one of them. I can't remember which. Yeah, we got it. I think it might have been Moose Juice because the other one didn't really appeal to us.
I would like to try Moose. The juice is not good.
Goose Juice.
I can actually
pull up the menu for this place, which is surprising. Because Moose Juice is frozen orange, Goose Juice is the frozen sour green apple. So I think we got the moose. Sour. No, because it was orange.
No, it was green? Sour green, because I don't like orangey things. I wouldn't have gotten that.
That is fair. Okay, then we got Hop on Pop Ice Cream Shop. We have gotten the cookies there during the Christmas time.
Oh, that was a good cookie.
The sugar cookies. That was a
really good cookie.
Yeah. And then their hot chocolate, too, as well there.
That was mediocre.
But they were both seasonal items. Have we ever been there for not a seasonal item?
No. Now I want to go back and see if they have the cookies. Can you see a menu? This is important information.
Important information. Oh, I can pull up a menu.
Are the sugar cookies
on
there?
Got a brownie sundae. I don't care. On a stick. Waffle cone. Toppings.
I don't care.
That's it.
How dare they not have my cookies?
Then you got Circus, McGurkus, Cafe, Stupendous, and the pickup, because I'm not going to repeat that again.
Thank you.
The restaurant... Or quick service.
Have you
place.
Been there yet?
No! That's what I was just about to say. It's the place that's like open at very specific times, which is super annoying.
Okay. Is it good? Yes.
Try some. Please. It's technically on the list of places that we haven't ate yet.
I've eaten there.
I haven't.
Connor, let me try some of his dish. It was okay. My chicken and waffles. Pretty good.
Okay. Good for you.
I didn't like the biscuit that they gave me, though.
Too bad.
Biscuit? Waffle? I don't know what it was.
Next place.
It was too dry.
Your favorite place. Green Eggs and Ham Cafe.
Oh. Now that. If they ever get rid of that, I boycott. We don't go back. We end the podcast. It's over.
They are very, very, very good. And it's not like the crepe place, which had the one crepe that we really liked.
No. Same tots. Every day.
Well, for you, it's the same tots, but I like almost all of their dishes.
The buffalo chicken tots. That's where it's at.
Who hash is good. Their green eggs and ham tots are good. Their pizza tots are meh.
They're all, a little soggy. Mm. But that's because they put a lot of sauce on it.
I just don't think pizza sauce goes well with tots.
I think it does.
Okay, well then good for you. I find it meh. I feel like there's another one that I can't remember, but that's fine. They're all really good.
Well, the best one is the buffalo chicken.
Yeah.
Well, it's because you get these these really big, chunky pieces of crispy chicken.
The only downside is that it takes a while to get your food.
No.
They sped it up recently, right?
Every time I hear other people talk about it, they're like, oh, it takes so long. Every time I go there, it takes 10 minutes. So
it might have been like the first couple times that took forever, but we also may have went when the lines were a little longer.
No, every time I go, it's only like 10 minutes.
Fine. Next.
I don't know if I'm just eating on off times.
You probably are. You know, probably don't go through a lunch or dinner rush.
I guess.
Mulberry Street Store.
I don't know what that is.
We probably went to the store because we went on a hunt for Sue's themed clothes for the kids. Just, we never paid attention to what the store names are. Then you got Snookers and Snookers Sweet Candy Cookers. That's the exit store, kind of, for the trolley.
Yes.
Have you ever gotten anything from that place, though?
No.
Aren't they always busy? It feels like it's busy, but I don't know if that's because of the exit.
No, I always see somebody in there.
Probably because it's food. Dessert.
No,
food.
It's candy. Not candy, but like sweet treats. And if anybody who has kids knows, kids want sweet treats.
They do. As you proved in the last episode.
I don't even know what I did. What did I do?
You made yourself sound like a spoiled brat.
How?
I wanted a cookie and got upset until my parents got me a cookie.
What?
At the bakery place in Port Aventry.
I don't even know.
You talked about how your parents wanted a fruit cup and you wanted a cookie.
Oh no, I got my cookie.
Exactly.
And then they wanted me to try like cantaloupe or something like that.
Yeah, and then you said right after you also wanted like the penny book or something.
Oh yeah. I was like 6.
Hmm.
I threw a fit. Okay.
See?
I got my penny book. I don't know where it is.
Hence the spoiled brat comment.
When you're an only child.
Hmm. Yes, it's evident because I am not. We were given, here, you get $20, you can get one souvenir.
No.
I was always smart. I always got t-shirts.
That's stupid. What kid gets t-shirts?
Me. Because I knew I could rewear them. My sisters would get like a giant cookie.
That's where it's at.
But then you eat it and it's done.
You give me $20, I'm going to go get me some buffalo chicken tots.
But I was also smart and like haggled with my parents. I was like, look, this one t-shirt is like $30, but I will do extra chores to be able to buy this. And I usually got away with it, and I don't think I ever actually did more chores. But that's not on me, that's on them for forgetting. But moving on.
So can we go to your parents and be like, hey, Melody didn't actually do the chores and then put you to work?
I got gypped of birthday presents because they said I didn't get a bike for Christmas when I did. So we're even.
But so you don't have proof, so...
I do, actually. I have journal proof.
Whatever.
All the books you can read. Well, all the Seuss books you can read.
Is this a bookstore or something?
I think so. I think you can get a whole bunch of Seuss books and obviously other Seuss merch.
Makes sense.
We have some books. The kids are somewhat interested in books, but they're also still at the age where they're just drawing books. They like ripping things. So I'm going to wait a little bit.
We read them books. They'll sit down for a book.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, they're like, okay, I'm done.
Jack treated his ABC book like a teddy bear. He needed to carry it everywhere.
He did like his ABC book.
Then Rose started ripping it apart.
Recite his ABCs.
Mm-hmm.
Very surprising.
He's very smart. Well,
that's surprising.
He's very book smart.
Yes.
That does not mean he always makes the smart decisions.
No, he does not.
Anyway.
Which is weird coming from me, because I am not book smart.
Nor do you make good decisions.
Excuse you?
Cats, hats, and things. The exit store for the Cat in the Hat.
Fun. It's a store.
It's a store that I've spent an hour in once because of Storm.
Oh, okay.
We were trapped in that store, and I opted to just stand in the store instead of riding the Cat in the Hat ride over and over and over again. Next, we got Seuss Landing Service Animal Relief Station.
That's where the doggies go poo-poo.
Yes, yes. We already did this whole bit. And the last thing we have on our list, Weather Shelter at Circus McGurkus Cafe Stupendous.
Yay, we're done.
Ironically, we already have our next episode recorded.
We do?
Yes.
Which one is that?
Well, for our listeners, surprise! You don't get to know. I'm going to edit this next part out, so haha on you.
That's rude. I thought that already came out. Yeah, we need to get that out.
Yeah, we need to get that out. At least, like I said, it's recorded. No.
Okay.
At least it's recorded. This episode is being recorded way after it's supposed to even be posted.
It's supposed to come out like a month ago.
No. It was a couple days ago.
No. My original plan was to come out a month ago.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, well.
Whatever.
Do you want to say goodbye?
He is not going to say goodbye.
Oh, well.
How dare you? He was peacefully sleeping.
He wasn't sleeping. Cat does not like you, listener. Oh, well.
That's rude.
It's not my fault he doesn't like them. I can't control what he likes and dislikes.
He doesn't like a lot of things.
Nope, but he definitely likes treats, which we had to barricade on under a box so that he couldn't get into the bucket.
That's true.
Yeah, because he can open the stupid treats container. So he put it under a box with a heavy box on top of that box so that he can't even tip over the empty box.
That's true.
He heard treats and is now trying to beg for them.
He's like, I want treats, even though I just got fed like 2 hours ago. We took away your lunches because you're getting fat.
Mm. Anyway.
Okay, fine. Goodbye.
I'll say goodbye the way Jack does. All done.
All done.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Again.
Bye-bye.